Hello, I'm Faiko from Body Soul Yoga. This week we are focusing on the element ether, also known as space. So in our yoga practice this week, we're going to explore the element ether and try and evoke a sense of space by inviting more stillness, awareness, and openness into our yoga practice. Within the body, ether feels like stillness, emptiness, freedom, but also expansion and space. The ether element is known as Akasha, meaning light, airy, and spiritual. It's the most subtle of all of the elements. Ether is the space that the other elements fill. The ether element relates to self-expression, acceptance, communication, the voice, sound, vibration, and speaking one's truth, and is concentrated in the area of the throat chakra, Vishuddha. It's also associated with the colour blue, the fifth colour of the light spectrum, the fifth chakra. As you progress in your yoga practice, you will become increasingly conscious and aware. Some of us will become more aware of the body. We'll realise what's good for us to eat, when the body needs sleep, when we feel lower in our energy levels and need to rest, or when we feel full of life. This is when we take our yoga practice off the mat and begin to live our yoga practice in everything we do. We'll become more aware of our true selves and our thoughts, our likes and dislikes, and our feelings and emotions in all situations. So try and notice, not only on the mat, but off it, how you feel, and really try and be in the moment. In our physical yoga practice, we bring the ether element into our postures by focusing our awareness into very specific areas of the body, bringing a focused awareness to, for example, the internal body, its organs, or our muscles when we hug our muscles to the bones. We may also connect with our skin, our limbs, or feel grounded in the feet. We may also notice our breath, what our mind is doing, and how the body flows with the breath, or noticing the pauses in between the in and the out breath, the kumbhaka. As you become more conscious of who you really are, you may also start to have less negative thoughts and lose negative thought patterns, and ultimately achieve a place of peace, calm and stillness in your own inner world. This place of inner peace and calm exists in the ether. There are those that say you don't have to be flexible or strong to practice yoga. You just have to be awake and aware. When you are aware, you are truly awake. And those who are awake live in a state of amazement. Being aware is also known as mindfulness and is the core of your yoga practice. It's what separates practicing asana from just another stretch. So bring your full attention to your yoga poses today. Feel the pose come to life. Feel the breath full and long. Feel the body stretching. Feel the strength and balance of your physical body. And accept where you are in this moment without comparing, striving, or judging. As Buddha said, do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. So the next podcast is an hour long. It's a full yoga class taken from our live ether element yoga classes. It starts with a settling for around 4 minutes. Then you can jump to the asana practice and we finish with a relaxation on space. I hope you enjoy this practice.